877-333-7300.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.
All right. Greetings. Welcome to Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here in WILL AM 580, coming to you live today, April 11th, 2010. We've got our special two-hour version of our program, which we do twice a year, this time, of course, because it is the Spring Pledge Drive here at WILL AM 580. So we're delighted to welcome you. We've got a great show for you all today. John Nichols, of course, will be joining us. He's in New York. He'll be calling to give us an update, and we'll chat about politics and media with him. We've got Janine Jackson from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting joining us. We've also got Norman Solomon, and of course, we've got you. We hope to have all of you calling in at 217-244-9455, making your pledge. We need your support. This is the moment when we need you to step up to the plate, show your support for WILL. Please make that call right now, and we've got a lot to talk about. Again, the phone number, 217-244-9455 here at Media Matters. I'm Bob McChesney. Make your call right now. Make that pledge. We look forward to getting a lot of support. We've been working hard for you for the past year, past 8 years, actually. In fact, we're just about our eighth anniversary exactly this week. And especially in the last year, Melissa Trentz, the producer, Jay Pierce, who runs the operations here at WILL, Kyle Croha working the board. The whole team's been working to make the best possible program. And this is the time we ask you to step up and show your support for the show. And we ask for you to say, this is a program that's very important to me. I like this show. I want to support the station that puts it on, WILL. I want to give it the resources so we can keep getting the sorts of guests we get. And that means we need you to call and support us. 217-244-9455. We've got the whole team in here working on the pledge drive. Jay Pierce is in the studio too. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Jay, a little update on how the pledge drive for WILL is going, if you could let me and the listeners know.
Well, sure. It's going pretty good so far, Bob. We started yesterday morning. This is going to be until noon on this coming Saturday, and we're looking for 1,000 pledges by that time. And so where we stand right now is at about 110, and that's a combination of yesterday and this morning. Now, what we'd like to do is to have 75 people call during Media Matters today between now and 3 o'clock, and that'll push us ever closer to 200. We want to kind of get over that 200 mark by the end of the day today. If we could do that during Media Matters, that'd be awesome. But we looked back, and I think at the last drive that we did back in, the last full one
October.
We did back in October, we had 60-some calls during Media Matters. We thought, let's push that up to 75, get a good showing, and it's really going to help us because now, Bob, and we can talk about this as we go, but, you know, we're in a situation where we've got a lot of press lately, and it hasn't been the positive kind that we want. It's financial problems that are hitting all entities that are hit by the state budget. And, you know, let me give you a couple of stats just to kind of start out with, and we can go from there. And these are the audited numbers, so I'm going to report these for fiscal year 08 and 09. And, of course, we're wrapping up fiscal year 10 here, and it's not even looking as good as this. But between fiscal year 08 and fiscal year 09, our state funding dropped by $21,000. And our state funding is about, it was for fiscal year 09, it was about $400,000. Now, we haven't even gotten a fraction of that this year for fiscal year 10. Our federal funding dropped by $500,000 between FY 08 and FY 09. As a result, you know, we had to make some cuts, and we cut our operating expenses here at the radio stations well into six figures. $700,000 or so is what we had to cut because of funding situations here. And as you know, our state money has virtually dried up. We don't really know what to expect in the fiscal year that starts in July. We have no idea. And the state money, through the formula that is used, the state money is part of what you call non-federal support. And it combined with the money that we raise from listeners and local businesses determines how much you'll get in your federal grant. And so as the state money drops, unless we replace it with something else, our federal money is going to be cut in the future. So you can see the double whammy we're working under with this arcane system. The good news, Bob, is that we have listeners. And when listeners call 244-9455, that's 217-244-9455, or they log on to willpledge.org, you can help make that up. And what we're needing to do during this 8-day pledge drive is to get 1,000 pledges. You know, you notice we have added a few days to the drive. It's that critical. We're coming to you right now saying, look, we have to do this. We have to overcome the setbacks that we're facing right now and be able to move on in the future and not have any more damage to our ability to provide the kind of service that you depend on us for. And so that's how critical the situation is right now. And so when you call 244-9455, you're going to help us overcome that. And let me mention one more thing that we have. Bob, we have your new book that you just came out with John Nichols.
That's right.
And that's going to be available today to people who want to call in, The Death and Life of American Journalism, for a $60 pledge. We also have some copies of your other book, the political, well, one of your other books, the Political Economy of Media, for a $60 pledge. Or you can have both of them, the combo of those two books, for a $100 pledge today at 244-9455 or willpledge.org. And, of course, if you make a $100 pledge, you get two member cards, two tucked in there to go get two-for-one dining and other things. But the point of it is what we're trying to do here is to raise money during Media Matters, a show that talks about how important it is that we get clear understanding of the issues without all the spin, without being marketed to. That's what you talk about. That's what you write about in your books, Bob. You're talking about how important a responsible media is to a democracy. We're saying that if WILL fits the bill for you, if this is where you come to get out of the spin zone, to not be shouted at, to not have ideas rammed down your throat, but instead get clear information put into context for you, a chance to call in and talk about it during our talk shows, and basically you get somebody here at the radio station who is respecting the fact that you could make up your own mind if given the proper information. That's what we're trying to do. If that's the kind of media that you think is important, call us now, 244-9455 at this urgent time, and help keep it going for the next year.
Jay Pierce, thank you so much for that background on the finances. And I think that that should get everyone wanting to call here to Media Matters at WILL and make the pledge. And again, one of my two books is available at $60, my two most recent books. The one, Death and Life of American Journalism, I wrote with John Nichols, will be joining us shortly. And also the other one, The Political Economy of Media, which is a book, which is a long book, a collection of most of my important essays I've written in my career. For those interested, it's been very well received. Either one for a $60 pledge, both together for $100. But the most important thing is to make a pledge. Anything you can support. This station desperately needs your support. Jay Pierce just laid it out. We have a target today of 75 callers to call in. We've got 2 hours to do it. The good news, and Jay Pierce has not told you, is that we've got an anonymous donor who's agreed to give a $1,000 grant to WILL if, in fact, we do receive 75 callers today. So
wow.
We've got $1,000 in an anonymous grant from a loyal listener to match it if we do get the 75 callers. That should give us more incentive. You know, Jay, I understand, and you understand better than anyone, given the situation WILL is in and that public broadcasting is in the United States, the difficult economic times we're in, not just in Illinois, but nationwide. And so we understand some people aren't going to have the same capacity to give money to WILL they did 2, 3, 4 years ago. And, you know, give what you can. If you can't give $60 or $75, give $20, give $25. It will add up. And again, to give a sense of the democratic spirit with which WILL and Media Matters approach the matter, we're talking about the number of callers, not the amount of money.
Right.
You know, that's very important to us. We just want shows of support. And at the same time, the other side of the coin is this. Let's say your economic circumstances are fortunate right now, and you're listening to this show, you enjoy WILL, you enjoy Media Matters, you consider the sort of guest we have on here last week, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joe Stiglitz joined us. He's not on a lot of radio shows around the country. He gave us a full hour of his time. Next week, Jeremy Scahill. 2 weeks from today, an exclusive interview with Noam Chomsky. Not too long ago, we had Chalmers Johnson and Amy Goodman within the last few weeks. If this is the sort of programming you treasure, and you are, you know, times aren't that bad for you, maybe this is the time to ramp up your gift. Instead of giving $50 or $100, give $200 or $500, even $1,000. This is the time for you to carry your end of the load if your circumstances permit you to do so, to help out all those people who'd love to give more than they can but in these hard times, so we can keep this programming going and going strong, keep WILL going. And the number again, 217-244-9455. Let's get 75 callers in the next 2 hours before the show ends at 3 o'clock, and let's get that $1,000 grant kicked into WILL. Please make your calls right now. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Janine Jackson from Fairness and Action Reporting, who's recently a guest in the show. She'll be talking to us about what's going on in media today, the big stories and what to make of them, and Fairness and Action Reporting and the importance of independent media. We'll also have on the show in the second half our good friend John Nichols, who is taking time out of an extraordinarily busy schedule in New York today to speak with us, and also Norman Solomon. So we've got a great show lined up. Why don't you all call in right now? Make those pledges right now. Let's nail that 75 limit so we can crack open the champagne to celebrate in the next 30 minutes at 217-244-9455. And make that call right now. Make that pledge. And one thing I'd like to say, I get lots of emails from listeners. I respond to all the emails. So does Melissa Trentz, the producer. And we've got a Facebook list group. I mean, I'm not on Facebook, I confess, but Melissa set this up, and Twitter with, I think, 1,000 people connected to it at this point. And we've got a mailing list, an emailing list. And we know we've got a lot of listeners right now who listen to this program, who aren't in the Champaign-Urbana area, who aren't in East Central Illinois. They're from all over the state, and in fact, from all over the country and the world. And I think a lot of listeners have noticed that we've gotten callers from San Francisco and Washington State and upstate New York and Florida and Georgia, and even out in Europe and Amsterdam and other places. We've had live callers. And many of you, I know how much you appreciate the show. Well, if you can afford it, this is the time for you to make the pledge to WILL, to say to WILL, thank you for this program. Thank you for giving us Media Matters. We really appreciate an opportunity to have a full hour with Dean Baker talking about the economy, a full hour with Robin Kelly talking about his extraordinary biography of Thelonious Monk, a full hour with John Cassidy, the New Yorker's economics editor, talking about his book, How Markets Fail, or a full hour with Stiglitz, Scahill, Chomsky, all the people we have in the show, Amy Goodman, a full hour. And again, we're very fortunate because the program to get guests like this willing to come on to a station in Champaign-Urbana. But if you're listening wherever you are in the world, WIL is the only station that stepped up and said, we want to have Media Matters. It's not like there was a long group of stations that were fighting for the ability to carry this program. WIL is the only NPR station, to my knowledge, in the country that would run a show like this, and it deserves your support. It deserves your strong support because it's a great station. So you must call, if you can, 217-244-9455. Make that pledge. Remember, $60 gets you either of my two most recent books, The Death and Life of American Journalism, just released, then the book from last year, The Political Economy of Media, which is a collection of all the work of my career. Either one for $60, both for $100, but give whatever you can. 217-244-9455.
Yeah, Bob, let me jump in and just say, you know, along the lines of what you wrote in your excellent recent book with John Nichols, The Death and Life of American Journalism, you know, it's really kind of interesting to read it because the common wisdom, you know, talks about everything's moving to the Internet. The problem that we have with the Internet, obviously, is that not everything's vetted. You know, we know how to do it for radio. We know how to edit and make stories, at least on public radio, that are clear and that are true. And we know how to do that on television. We know how to do that in newspapers. We have an industry that's grown up. And now we get onto the Internet where everybody can get online and put out something that looks authentic, but who's checking that? Will the veterans of the traditional media be able to jump on and all of a sudden just adopt these techniques and go? Well, part of the problem is nobody's figured out a business model that works really well to do that. So there hadn't been a ton of incentive. If you've looked at newspapers online, some do better than others. If you looked at radio and television online, some do better than others. But the point of it is, and what you're trying to say here, is that as we've gone through years of public radio, and public radio is like 40 years old now. NPR is like 40 years old. WILL's, you know, almost 90. We're archaic. But public radio is about 40 years old. And I remember when NPR started out with, they used to send records to radio stations. And I worked at one where what they would do is they would send you a record that would have a program like called Options in Education. It would be an interview program about education issues. And you'd play these 33 RPM records at the local radio station. This is before they had satellite hookups. And then they started doing All Things Considered. It came over phone lines. And then they started hourly newscasts, and then satellites came in, morning edition. Now the whole thing has exploded. And the reason it has is because people really appreciated the way that stories were treated in depth and that context was put toward them. And you didn't get somebody sitting there telling you what to think. They respected your intelligence. Now, that's grown. You know, we have the traditional model of the commercial media where commercials paid for it. Well, guess what? As television viewing and radio listening has gone down on the commercial side, they don't have as many commercials, so they're cutting staffs. Newspaper advertising and readership has suffered, so they're cutting staffs. Now, we're sitting here in public broadcasting, coming on pledge drives like this, saying our state funding's been cut, our federal funding isn't going up. So we're all in this situation, Bob. You know, and what I'm doing is kind of putting you as the guest of the show right now and saying, where is this going? Where is this leading? And I'm suggesting that people read your book because you detail it very well. But right now on the air, where should it all go? And where are we going to get the truth? How are we going to defend from people who are taking up, you know, 15 hours a week or more on cable television and on radio shows and elsewhere, and putting out opinion and driving opinion, as opposed to having a system where you have readily available in many different forms and accessible information put into context so that you can make up your own mind?
Well, Jay Pierce, I will answer that question. I'm going to ask that exact same question to Janine Jackson when she joins us in a few minutes. And John Nichols and I will be talking about it in the second half of the show. And Norman Solomon will be joining us talking about it, because this is something everyone involved in media and journalism, everyone concerned with civic life, is desperately concerned with the collapse of the foundation of journalism and news media in this country, and its replacement, frankly, by what is sort of unedited, unchecked, sort of pontification and punditry and name calling and mudslinging and without much fact checking. And I think the bottom line is we need resources to do it. The commercial sector isn't going to provide sufficient resources. So John Nichols and I argue in our book it's going to require public funding for stations like WILL, for community stations, for student media, for all sorts of new types of nonprofit, independent, non-commercial media yet to be created. But, you know, our book talks about that at length, and it is the pledge. For $60 pledge, you can get a copy of the brand new book, The Death and Life of American Journalism, a beautiful cloth covered book. But the one thing that listeners can do right now who care about this issue, and I know everyone listening does care, is make their pledge. Because the one thing you control in your fate, listener, is the state of this station and the quality of this station, keeping this station strong from having to engage in the sort of widespread layoffs that are familiar now across community and public radio, community and public television. If you call 217-244-9455, make that pledge, you can show your support. And I want to remind people who have just tuned in, this is the two-hour show of Media Matters. I'm your host, Bob McChesney, here at WILL. And we do have a special matching offer challenge, I guess they're called, a $1,000 challenge. If we do reach the target of 75 callers calling in today before 3 o'clock, making pledges to support WILL. And again, the challenge does not require a minimum pledge. If you can only give $10 or $20, call and make a donation of $10 or $20. If you can give $60, you can get one of my two books. You can give 100, you can get both of the books. And if you're in good fortune and for whatever reason your economic situation is doing well, please consider giving a lot more, 300, 500, 1,000. Believe me, the money goes to good use. Not a penny is squandered. Every penny at WILL spent like it has a manhole cover attached to it. I mean, there's no junkets to Las Vegas. There's no hot tubs. There's no wild staff parties. This is the most dedicated, extraordinary staff of people I've ever been associated with. associated
with. No sex club parties either.
No sex club. And I can say, Jay Pierce, I've known you since I've been here. And I wasn't referring to the sex club, but I've known you since I've been here. And I just know the staff, you and Jack Brighton, the whole team at WILL, Kyle, Mike Pritchard. It's an extraordinary group of people who are truly dedicated to public broadcasting to their community. And they sacrifice a great deal for this station. We all believe in the mission of the station. We know the listeners do. We know, for example, the details show us that we have literally thousands of people who listen to every episode of Media Matters. We have many thousands, and that's not even getting into the podcast. And so if just 1% of you were to call in right now, that would probably give us halfway to our goal. If 2 or 3% call in, we meet our goal. If 10% called in, 10% of the people listening right now, if you're one of those people out there, just called in and made a pledge, we would easily exceed the goal. We'd have the greatest day in our history. So if you're one of those people listen to Media Matters periodically, maybe even every week, who enjoy hearing programs with Noam Chomsky and Jeremy Scahill and Joe Stiglitz, Amy Goodman, right up and down the list, all the guests we have here, Barbara Ehrenreich, all these are the guests we've had just in the last couple months. We're not talking digging back into the golden oldies here, but you treasure having these opportunities. You know, we need your support. It's not free. You know, I volunteer my labor. I'm proud to say it's an honor to do so. But, you know, everyone else needs some sort of payment. The phone company needs to be paid. The utilities need to be paid. And that requires the support of listeners. We don't have advertisers. We're never going to take them. We don't have any endowed underwriting or whatever that stuff's called. This is a direct relationship between me and you, and no one interferes with that. So when I want to have a guest, I don't have to get anyone's permission. And if you have an idea for a guest, you don't have to go to anyone but me to talk about it. But that means that we have to have the resources to make that relationship stand strong so it can't be challenged. That means we need you. If you're a listener, please call now, 217-244-9455. Make that pledge to WILL AM 580. Make that pledge to Media Matters. We desperately need your support.
Yeah, and you know, Bob, I got to tell you, WILL's not immune to what's been going on in the industry. We just laid off 9 people. That was 15% of our staff last month. 15% of our staff. And, you know, I mean, there's more coming at the university. We've got the state economy, what it is. And this is because we operate on that thin margin that, I mean, it was devastating when the state money wasn't coming through. We got half of our state payment. They sent us a check and said, don't cash it. State doesn't have the means to fulfill it. You know, and I mentioned that the state money is what helps leverage, you know, part of the federal grant. It's a cascading thing, and we're trying to preserve all of the services we can. We've tried to make some strategic decisions on what we needed to work at, what we needed to invest in, where we needed to take the money that we do have and put to help sustain and grow and change with the media landscape. So we're doing that. What we really need to talk about is people, Bob, you know, who listen to programs on WILL and other public broadcasting stations and assume somebody else is going to pay the bill or that the government's paying the whole bill. Fact of the matter is here at WILL, and this is common throughout the industry, the percentage fluctuates up and down, but 40% now, and we used to say a third, but now it's up to 40%, a little over 40% of the money it takes to run this station, to put Media Matters on the air and everything else, has to come from listeners now. Has to come from listeners. And so that's why we're saying right now, when you call 217-244-9455 or willpledge.org. You can do that online, make a $60 pledge, and get one of Bob's books, including his Death and Life of American Journalism that he co-wrote with John Nichols. Very important work on the state of journalism and how it's going to survive into the future. You can get both books, that, and you can get the Political Economy. Yeah, yeah, the Media by Bob McChesney. You know, for a $100 pledge right now, that's less than $10 a month. When you call 244-9455 or log on to willpledge.org, you're going to help us get those 75 calls before 3 and leverage a $1,000 challenge grant from somebody who said, you know, this really is serious stuff. We have to get those 75 calls, those pledges of $10, $25, $60, $100, maybe $500. And then, you know, I'm going to put $1,000 here that says, I bet you can do it. But we have to get those calls. Bob, what's at risk? What is at risk here with a media system that you're talking about? We got to have public funding, better public funding, more solid public funding, you know, even for newspapers, to keep newspapers alive and vital and covering communities, to have a diversity of journalistic coverage in a community. You know, right here, if you look at Champaign-Urbana, we have a newspaper. We have our radio station, one other radio station with a news staff. We have a television station. And then we have an independent media center, and that's about it. That's about it. Years ago, you'd have like 8 or 10 different viewpoints coming out from different reporting sources. But as far as, you know, you go to a press conference these days, and you'll have a newspaper reporter, a television reporter, or maybe two. Well, actually, we have two TV stations in town still, don't we, with news staff. So, you know, you get a couple of TV reporters, you get a newspaper reporter, maybe a radio reporter, and that's it. That's what you get. That's who's asking the questions and reporting now. That's not a lot of diversity.
No, it isn't. And I think that's one of the things we try to pride ourselves on here at Media Matters. For example, I've recorded the interviews for the next 2 weeks because I'm going to have to be on the road traveling, flogging my book shamelessly around the country. And, you know, we recorded interviews with Jeremy Scahill and Noam Chomsky in the last week. And they raise issues in both interviews, cutting-edge news stories that really aren't being covered in our news media at all, of singular importance. And people will hear when they listen to the shows. I mean, stuff I didn't know, and I'm a news junkie. I read the Financial Times and New York Times every day. I live on the web on news sites. And this is material I was unfamiliar with. And I think one of the things that increasingly we're discovering is shows like Media Matters with guests like Scahill, like Chomsky, like Amy Goodman, the sort of guests we're bringing here, Joe Stiglitz, we're bringing actual news stories now that might be covered by journalists somewhere, but just aren't getting any attention. They're not being raised to the level of the concern with Sandra Bullock's marital situation, for example, you know, about which almost all Americans know probably more than they'd ever want to possibly know. And this is the sort of show I think that people can turn to where you can say, okay, I really want something to tell me about what's going on with nuclear weapons in the world, what the real issues are, what's going on with climate change, what the real issues are, what the real issues are in terms of how the internet is affecting our society. We had Jaron Lanier on, the inventor of virtual reality, a few weeks ago, with a discussion of sort of the future of the internet by someone who's been on the inside that I just don't think you're going to hear anywhere in the news media or even in public radio, for that matter, at any sort of length. But this sort of programming comes at a price. We do need people to call in to support, to show their support to the station so we can have the resources here so WIL stays strong. And that number, again, is 217-244-9455. Please call, make your pledge. I know that I was one of the people, like many of you listening right now, I was the person who, for years, listened to my local public station, listened to my local community station when I was younger, living in Seattle. And I remember I never called into support. I figured, well, there's someone else doing it. I don't have to. I'm getting a free ride here. And I enjoyed the shows. And I didn't like the Pledge Drive shows that much because I had to listen to these people always begging for money. But I suffer through it like you are right now. And at a certain point in time, it sort of dawned on me, I think after I got a job, and I started working and paying bills in my early 20s. I said, you know, maybe it's me who's got to step up here. Maybe I've got to help out here. Maybe I'm the person other people are waiting for, that it's a responsible thing to do. And that's the relationship we need with you, our listeners. We know many of you are supporters, and everyone who's ever given a penny to WILL, I'd love to have you come to the station. I give you a hug and thank you from the bottom of my heart. But those of you who haven't given, who do listen to Media Matters, who enjoy the programming, but who haven't stepped up to the plate, haven't dialed 217-244-9455, you know, go take a look in the mirror. Think about it. We need your support. You're the person we're talking to. You're the person who's got to call in to show your support. We've got pledge drive gifts for you, like my two books, the new recent one, The Death and Life of American Journalism. I'd love to get a copy in your hands. I think you'd love the book. It's the best thing I've written. Or the Political Economy of Media, which is the collection of really all my best work of the past 20 years, available under one cover. Either book for $60, they're new books, or both together for $100. But whatever you give us, what you can. Maybe it's only $10. Maybe it's $20. We have an extraordinary offer from an anonymous source who's offering $1,000 If we get the 75-caller goal for the day between now and 3 o'clock, we've got a long way to go. Make your call. Sit back, relax. We're going to be talking to Janine Jackson momentarily from Fairness and Action Reporting, who's been a common guest. I think she was the first guest on our show, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got John Nichols calling in from New York shortly. We've got Norman Solomon calling in. We've got some great guests, and we want to talk with them. And the more callers we get now, the more time we can talk to them about the real pressing media issues and political issues of the day, the stuff they're experts on, and the less time we can spend asking you to give us your money. But what would help is if all of you, everyone listening right now, say, okay, I'm going to make that pledge, 217-244-9455, or go to the website, and the secure website, willpledge.org, make your pledge there. And again, whatever you can. And I do want to say one other thing. I've said it before, but it's worth repeating. Give what you can. If you can only afford $5, we understand. Or $10, we understand. $15, we understand. If you can afford $60, wonderful. That's sort of the standard level. That gets you one of the two new books, including The Death and Life of American Journalism. $100 gets you both. But I know there are people out there listening. We have thousands of listeners. I know there are some people out there listening who have done well financially, who are in a decent situation. Their financial health is not in jeopardy. Who can afford to give $300, who might have only given $60 in the past, or maybe not given at all, who can afford to give $500 or even $1,000. One of you doing that, you have no idea the impact that would have at WIL, how important that would be, not just for the station, but for all those listeners who wish they could do that. Please make that pledge. Please call 217-244-9455.
All right, and for people who need to know, Tiger Woods is teeing off now. He's four behind at the Masters, all right? So we got that out of the way. We don't have to talk about his personal life. But what we do need to talk about is this. When you call 244-9455, you're helping to support a system that does get information to you in a clear way, that does put the news of the day in context for you, that doesn't tell you what to think about it. And, you know, Bob, I know Janine Jackson is going to be on the line in a minute to talk with you. But, you know, here's the deal. You know, you talk about the public funding that needs to go into a system. You know, what about folks that say, hey, why? Why should we be doing this? What the heck? I'm getting plenty of information. I turn on XYZ all day, and they give me the straight story. It's not this drive-by media stuff. It's not this mainstream media stuff. You know, we get caught up in a lot of rhetoric about what the media is. And what's at risk as a society if we don't get the information? What the heck? I mean, if the marketplace, if we just leave it to the marketplace, it'll take care of us. It'll give us what we want, won't it?
Well, you know what? I think that's a great question, Jay Pearson. That's the perfect time, I think, to go to our guest who's waiting on the lines from New York City to join us today. Janine Jackson, welcome to Media Matters.
It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, Janine, you were my very first guest on Media Matters almost 8 years ago to this day, dating both of us quite a bit.
That's an honor for me, Bob.
Well, it's an honor for us, too, because you've been on the program many times. And I don't know if you had a chance to hear Jay Pearce's question just now, but let me rephrase it for you. If there wasn't a show like Media Matters, if there wasn't a station like WILL, and our media diet was basically what General Electric and News Corporation and ABC, Disney, and that crowd served up, what would the news and public affairs world of Americans be like?
Well, I would like it to be a whole lot more different than it is. The truth is, it would be... Imagine when you're stuck in an airport and you're watching the local cable news feed and it's the same story and it's not an important story. It's about a celebrity or their sex life, or it's about how the Dow Jones is doing, and you're seeing that same story cycle every 17 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that on every channel. Imagine that going on all the time, and a kind of hermetically sealed world in which nothing that the big corporations and their political supporters don't want you to know can get entry, can be discussed, can be talked about. And if you're a person, I'm a black woman, if you're a certain kind of person, you may never see anyone like yourself or representing your ideas in that media world. So that's what's at stake if we allow simply profit motives and profit-driven companies to control something so valuable as our news and our information. That's the danger, is a kind of, you know, horrible Disneyland gone wild, but where that's the only choice. You can't get outside of it.
You know, I have friends who from overseas who've come to America for the first time, and they almost always are aghast at sort of the caliber of journalism in this country and what people don't know about anything. And it's almost so embarrassing to say, well, yeah, sorry, but yeah, I'm not responsible for this.
Exactly. And I think we get kind of, you know, we're media critics. We think about it a lot. But we're also people who feel very aware that we're not getting all we need to know from the big media. So we devote energy every day to seeking out independent sources and other sources of information. And I think we can forget how much of what is on television, if you just turn it on, you know, after a hard day's work doing something else and you only have half an hour, how schlocky that can be and how bad that can be if you don't have the time and if you aren't aware that you need to be seeking out something, actively seeking out some other source of information.
I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters and WILL AM 580. Today is our special two-hour program. It's our Pledge Drive show. We're asking all of you, each and every one of you listening to the program, to call in and make your pledge, 217-244-9455, or go to the secure website at willpledge.org. A $60 pledge will get you a copy of my brand-new book, The Death and Life of American Journalism, which I co-authored with John Nichols, who will be joining us in the next hour. Or you can get my book, The Political Economy of Media, for $60, which came out last year. Both books together, our $100 pledge will get you both of them. And Janine Jackson's on the phone line with us now, our very first guest in the history of Media Matters, a frequent guest who's connected with the organization Fairness in Action Reporting, one of the truly outstanding organizations in media analysis. I've been a huge fan from the inception. We've had many of FAIR people on the program, including Janine, over the years. And Janine, I just got my latest copy of Extra, FAIR's wonderful publication, in the mail just a couple days ago. And as always, I read it cover to cover, and I was struck again by the cover story, which is on our dear friend Glenn Beck, who's been done the great honor of featuring me, my work on his program, sort of spreading my gospel.
Excellent. Yeah. That's a point of honor, I believe.
Yes. And, you know, but I mean, what does it say that Glenn Beck is commercial news medium in this country can run someone whose connection to factual evidence is well, absurd?
You know, I really reactivate that question for myself all the time, Bob. I truly do, because I have an answer, which has to do with the fact of, first of all, sensationalism on one level. You can say all kinds of crazy stuff and people respond to it, and to a media outlet that's mainly selling soap, that's activity, that's eyes on the set, that's buzz, that's, you know, being talked about. So there's partly that. But then I always notice that when people like that say wacky stuff, it always tends to fall in one direction, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't get to a prominent perch saying crazy, wild-eyed things about corporate criminality, for example. It only works in one direction. So it's not just sensationalism, and it's not just, well, you know, being wacky. It's something else, and I think it's that phenomenon we always discuss of corporate media reflecting corporate priorities, which tend to be more concerned with what the market's doing and with what wealthier people are doing in those sectors of society than with anything else. And so you can step on toes as long as they're the right toes, you know. Still, in my mind, that doesn't go far enough to explain why an outlet that calls itself a news organization would give such a prominent spot to someone who really is all heat and no light.
You know, Janine, as I suspect you know, other people in the same boat, and I suspect people at FAIR have been in this boat, but every time Mr. Beck features me on his program, I get a number of unsolicited emails from some of his more rabid followers suggesting my tenure on this planet might be already past due.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it does lead to this. There's been a spate of violent threats that have been made. And is there a connection between this sort of media and sort of a lack of tolerance in society?
Oh, without question, you know, and to much more serious things. I mean, I think we only have to look at the history of, say, Rwanda, you know, where what leads to, in fact, violence against people can be a lot of talk on the radio about how some people are really not as good as us. Some people are maybe more like insects. Some people maybe don't deserve their spot on the planet. Of course there's a connection between a voice you listen to all day long that's telling you, you know what, you're angry for a reason, and here's a target for that anger. Absolutely there is that connection, particularly when people don't have other mitigating factors. They don't have a family or a community or a work situation where people are saying, well, now, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense to me. Here's another idea, you know, if that's all you're getting. Which is why, Bob, we talk so much not about silencing particular voices that we find frightening, but getting other voices out there, having a dialogue, giving people choices so that when they hear a Glenn Beck, they at least have something else to go to that will tell them that that doesn't make sense.
And again, that circles back to why we're having the show today. This is WILL's Pledge Drive Week. This is Media Matters. Twice a year, we come to you, our listeners. We ask you for your support. We need your support to stay on there to pay the bills. The state of Illinois' finances, as anyone in the area knows, are complete shambles, and there's no turnaround in view for some time. We need folks to call in and make your pledge to support this station and support this program at 217-244-9455 or go to the secure website at willpledge.org. We have an extraordinarily generous challenge grant that was given to us by an anonymous donor that if we do reach the target goal today by 3 o'clock of 75 pledges on Media Matters, we will get a $1,000 check for WILL. This is really a wonderful opportunity, but it requires people listening to the show to call in to 244-9455, and it requires people to go to willpledge.org, do one or the other, give whatever you can. If you can only give $10, that's fine. We aren't asking for a certain minimum payment. Give whatever you can afford. We understand times are tough, that there are many people who would love to give a lot more than they can. But just give what you can. And if there are some of you out there who can give a lot, well, this is the time to give a lot, because there are a lot of people who wish they could. And you're going to have to help carry the weight of some of your sisters and brothers who can't afford to give as much as they would like. So please do call in. Make that pledge at 244-9455. Help us meet that challenge out. Help us keep programming like this in there, where we can bring people like Janine Jackson to talk with such clarity and such experience about understanding the news media, where we can bring people like next week, Jeremy Scahill, 2 weeks from today, Noam Chomsky, 1 week ago, Joseph Stiglitz, in the recent past, Barbara Ehrenreich, Amy Goodman, Chalmers Johnson. These are not the sort of guests you're going to see that often elsewhere in our news media. And if you love that privilege of listening to these people for a full hour without people screaming at them, without them being cut off after 10 seconds for a soundbite, you need to show your support for this program and this station, the only station, to my knowledge, in the NPR system that's willing to put a show like this on the air. And we know that many of you are from outside the area. And if you're not from Champaign-Urbana, and this might be the only show on WILL you listen to, that's all the more reason for you to let the station know how important it is. Because one of the services that WILL has to pay for is putting this up so it's available online, available for anyone to get it anywhere in the world thanks to the Internet as a podcast. That costs money. That's not free. We need your support. Again, please call 244-9455. Janine Jackson, what if your view, if someone came up to you and said, what's the big story that's not being covered right now that occurs to you? It doesn't have to be what you think is the most important story, but something that's on your mind that ought to be getting better coverage in the news media. What would it be?
Well, one thing that has leapt to my mind, and I know that it's on everyone's mind, is coal mining. And yet at the same time, as my guest on Counterspin, Jeff Biggers, was telling me, you know, this is the story when there's something like an explosion or, you know, something goes crazily wrong. But he made the point, and I think about this all the time as an example of one story, that's a story where things going right is a problem. You know, where journalists can't wait for a disaster and then say, oh, then wring our hands and then say never again and then go back to sleep until the next disaster. You know, some 24,000 people die early from lung-related diseases connecting to mining every year. That's when things go right. And to me, that's the type of story that journalists shy away from because it's so big, it's so multi-layered, and it's not a happy story. But it could be if we turned it into something like, this is an industry we need to transition out of. What do we as a society owe the people whose lives we're going to be reshaping? I think it's the type of big story where journalists could play a positive role, and instead they do absolutely nothing until there's some horrible crisis. And then they do a little bit that points to a systemic failure, and then they back away again. And that, to me, is one of the many incidences in which I say, you know, corporate media are not up to the job that we need them to do in a democratic society. And it brings me back again to independent media, like your program, that we simply can't do without. It's not a matter of icing on the cake. I think at this point we all recognize that independent media, alternative media, is absolutely crucial to our ability to have a democratic dialogue and to have the information we need to have that dialogue.
Janine Jackson, we are now about 45 minutes into our two-hour program, and I think you overheard me say that we have this extraordinary challenge grant of $1,000. If we do get 75 people to call in and pledge today to Media Matters at WILL, and the number again, 244-9455.
Hey, Bob, can I interrupt a sec?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah,
Jay,
well,
Pierce.
We have over 23 calls in already and booked, and at last check, all 12 phone lines were busy.
Fantastic.
So we're about halfway there, which is about what we want. And remember, folks, if we do get to 75 callers by 3 o'clock, we have a $1,000 check waiting to be cashed. And I think Jay Pierce will be probably in front of the line of the bank tomorrow morning.
You know it.
To get that baby cashed. So please do. This is the time to call in and show your support for this station. Yeah, 23 calls is the information we've got. 244-9455. And again, and Janine, you've seen that we've talked about it, and I know that FAIR is using the book, The Death and Life of American Journalism, too, as in its publicity to help raise money for your
Absolutely.
Valuable work.
It's a critical work for us and for our members.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we're all in a moment right now, everyone in this society, whatever their political views, where we're understanding we're in sort of an information crisis, where that we're getting a lot of sort of we're not getting a lot of information that seems to be based on research and fact-checking and editing or as much as we'd like. And we're getting a lot of stuff that the origins sometimes are dubious, either commercially driven or PR-driven. And so we need to support that media where it's pretty clear what you're getting. It's pretty clear what the motivations of the people behind it are. And that requires support and requires money. And Janine, I'd like to ask you again, as long as people promise to call in and make their pledges, I want to ask you an important question about what probably has been the biggest news story in the United States news media of 2010, which has been the healthcare debate. And, you know, we've talked about it a lot in this show and have been quite critical of both the press coverage of it and of what was the range of debate that was presented in the news media as what how healthcare could be resolved in the United States. And I know FAIR has talked about this a lot, too, on your program Counterspin, as well as at the website, FAIR.org. What's your take now that the dust is beginning to clear on the sort of media coverage we had of the healthcare debate?
Well, you know, I often speak about media, corporate media, being anti-democratic, and I don't use the term loosely, but I'm often referring to, you know, insufficient debate on matters of public policy, not enough voices being included. But when I'm thinking about the healthcare reform and the coverage from the big press in 2010, I mean really anti-democratic. I mean in the boldest sense, where you have a majority of the public saying, we want to explore this idea of a single-payer program, you know, of something that looks like that model. Can we try that, please, you know? And the media, the elite media, really earning the title of elite and saying, that idea, with majority support among the public, is simply off the table and we're simply not going to entertain it, and narrowing the political options in that way. I mean, it was a really in-your-face instance of that, to my mind. One of the clearest examples of my lifetime, I can think, where you had both the public being aware of something that the media were never talking about, you know, but somehow the public is saying, wait, I think there's I'm not seeing it anywhere on television or in the paper, but doesn't Canada do this different? Doesn't England do this differently? You know, talking about an idea and keeping alive an idea politically that elite media had absolutely no interest in. And then when push came to shove, they really came out and said, look, it's a silly idea. It's not going to happen. I think that was almost a letter of resignation to the U.S. public from the corporate media. You know, it was to say, we are not representing your interests. You know, it's not exactly clear maybe to you whose interests we are, but it's clear whose it isn't now. Because here's this thing you want to talk about. It couldn't be more life or death. It's your health care. And we're not going to talk about it. We're just not going to talk about it. So to me, it was, like I say, it was almost like elite journalists saying, you know, screw you. To the public.
I was listening to an interview just a couple nights ago. Bill Maher interviewed Chris Rock on his TV show, and I happened to watch it. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not.
But it was striking because Chris Rock was talking about how both his parents got very sick, and his father got very ill when he was 22 and was poor. And his father was a working-class guy, I think, in New York. And they couldn't afford fancy health care, and his father died when he was 22. And his mother got very sick more recently after he'd become very successful and wealthy. And his mother got much more sick than he did. But he could afford the best health care. And he said it was mind-blowing how great the health care system was once you could afford it. Uh-huh. And she's alive and well now, 100%. And, you know, it's just very moving. Touching story about what's really at stake in these sort of issues that seem to really fall from the picture.
And, you know, we talk in civics class, you have kids, I have kids, we learn about, you know, how can society take care of people? You know, what would be an idea of how to run a society? We have these kind of abstract conversations. And then we have it played out in front of us. We have a problem. We have a problem of lack of access to care, of high cost of care. These are problems that other places have solved or at least have addressed with greater degrees of success than we have. And to try to explain, I mean, I don't mean to be simplistic about it, but to try to explain to a person from another country, to try to explain to a 10-year-old child, for example, why can't this happen? You know, I think it's impossible to explain that without factoring in the role of the corporate media who so distort our notion of what is politically possible. I think they really do play a role and a bad role in keeping us from achieving policy goals that really are in the main interest, the public interest of this country.
And we've had Wendell Potter here last fall, just as he was breaking, the former Cigna PR chief for the whole country, who sort of left and became a renegade, became a main critic of the sort of health insurance industry and how they're destroying media, and a main advocate of single payer and later the public option when that became the only legitimate game in town. So this program has really gone out of its way to bring informed, smart, independent voices you're not going to normally get in much of the news media. Those voices are largely outside of it. We've had Michael Moore on the show last year talking, too, about health care in the fall. So this is a show we need your support. If you're listening to, you're enjoying these and benefiting by what we're doing here at Media Matters, please call in at 217-244-9455. Make that pledge. $60, again, will get you either of my two most recent books, The Death and Life of American Journalism, which I wrote with John Nichols, or The Political Economy of Media. For $100, you can get both. We have an extraordinary challenge grant, a $1,000 check waiting to be cashed if we meet the target for the show of 75 callers by 3 o'clock today. We're on the second hour today. If you have called in, I love you. Thank you so much. And sit back and enjoy the show because we've got John Nichols and Norman Solomon coming up. We've still got a little more Janine Jackson. If you haven't called in, though, this is the time to make the call. This is the time to go to 244-9455 or go to willpledge.org. Make your call. Give whatever you can. You can get the pledge benefits, of course, the premiums at $60, or just give $5, $10, $15, whatever you can. Help us reach that 75 goal. And again, for the one or two or three people out there who just might be having good fortune, who just simply aren't being as hit as hard as their sisters and brothers in the community, this is the time to step up. And instead of giving $60, $100, maybe give $300 or $500 or $1,000. This is your time to really carry a little bit more of the burden because times are very difficult for so many of the people in our community. And for those outside the community who listen to the show online, and I know there are many of you do who listen to it live as it's streamed live over the internet, you know, it costs us money to make this available online. It costs us money to have the podcasting available. It's done as a service by WILL because WILL is a public service institution. It's not a commercial institution. We don't have advertisers and owners, but we have to have your support to be able to do this. Please call 217-244-9455. Make your pledge or go to willpledge.org. We need 75 callers. I think we're approaching the halfway point of the show, and I think we're approaching the halfway mark. So we're on schedule, but it's a little too close to comfort for me. I'd like to have us, you know, I'd like to have a 10-stroke lead using the Masters analogy that Jay Pierce invoked when he mentioned the Masters earlier. And, yeah, one last point, Janine, and I know you've got a family and this is your day off and you're one of the hardest working people I know. But one of the things that strikes me, and maybe it's because I do have daughters now and children, is how extraordinarily knowledgeable my children are about Sandra Bullock and how little they know about the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, what does that say about us?
Well,
or our media is a better
let's hope we're just talking about our media. One thing it says about us is part of the reason we're so tired is that you really do have an additional job as a parent to take a look at media with your children, you know, and to talk to them about media because so much of it involves filtering and involves trying to avoid things that are, even if they're not straight out harmful, they're certainly taking the place of more substantive fare, is what I would say. You know, and it's not about keeping people from watching television, whether they're kids or adults. You know, I enjoy television, frankly, myself. I often use it for entertainment. But as we often say, you can't turn on what isn't there. You know, I respect people's right to want to be entertained, to want to feel good while they're watching television. But we also need it for many, many other things. And you can turn off the schlocky stuff and the bad stuff and the stuff you think is a bad influence, but you can't turn on stuff that hasn't been produced. And it doesn't get produced because it's not supported. And, of course, that's right back to why we're here today. Shows don't magically appear on the air. Lots of people work very hard. Some of it volunteer work, some of it much less than they might get paid elsewhere, because we recognize how critical it is and how important it is. And I'd like to make a point that my colleague Peter Hart often makes. You know, we pay for a lot of media that we don't want. Every time you pay your cable bill, you're paying for Fox News, whether you watch it or not. You're paying for sports channels you may never watch. And when you have the pledge drive on an independent station, that's your chance to actually support media that you do want, to actually give your dollars directly to media that represents your issues and your concerns and your perspectives, instead of giving away lots and lots of dollars for stuff you don't even want in your home just to get those handful of things that you really do. So people might want to think of it that way. You know, it's much less than your cable bill. It doesn't have to be that much. But hey, one time, two times a year, show some support for media that really does reflect you and that really does maybe not always make you feel good, but inform you and help you take action and change your world. That's the kind of media you get on this station, and that's the kind of media we're here to support today.
And, Janine, I'm going to let you go in a second, but first thing I'm going to give you a trivia quiz. Not a trivia, because a quiz. It's certainly not trivia. What do the following people have in common? Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Noam Chomsky, Jeremy Scahill, Joe Stiglitz, Dean Baker, Chalmers Johnson, Pat Ofterheide, Amy Goodman, John Nichols, Sut Jolly, yourself, Janine Jackson, that's a hint, Rich Benjamin, Robin Kelly, Tom Engelhart, Steve Early, Mark Lloyd, Barbara Ehrenreich, Robert Greenwald, and Bill Fletcher Jr. What do they all have in common?
I'm going to guess that these would be some of the stellar roster of guests that have appeared on this here show.
You nailed it. Right over the center field fence, Jackson. Home run.
I'm in marvelous company. I'm very pleased to be in such company.
Well, you belong right in the middle of it, as you are. And I want to thank you, Janine Jackson, for taking a half hour out of your Sunday. It's an honor to have you, and we'll have you back on, of course, soon. And best to all your comrades at FAIR and the great work they're doing.
Well, thank you, and listeners, support this station, support this show.
Thank you, Janine. And again, I'm Bob McChesney. This is Media Matters and WILL AM 580. We are doing the special two-hour version today. It's going to run from 1 to 3 here, Central Time in Champaign-Urbana. We need people to call in and show their support at the phone number 217-244-9455. In the second hour, we're going to be joined by John Nichols, who is in New York City, and we'll be joined by Norman Solomon from California to talk about media and the importance of supporting Will. bill, and also the importance, the stories that media should be covering or are not covering especially well, or maybe where they're doing a great job for that matter. But that will be coming up in the second hour. But what is of utmost importance, though, on this Pledge Drive Sunday, is that you all understand we have a challenge grant. The goal set for us by WILL is to get 75 callers, 75 pledges during our two-hour program today. And we have an anonymous challenge grant of $1,000, a check for $1,000 that can be cashed if we meet that target, if we get 75 pledges by 3 o'clock. Let's meet that challenge and blast suit at 60 miles an hour. Let's really do a wonderful thing. And you'll hear the champagne corks. Well, they won't be champagne corks. They may be more like water bottle tops.
Champagne corks with AIGN.
Yeah, exactly.